Find me grateful, find me thankful. I like that song. It's the first time I've ever heard that. Well, this morning, I'm going to do something a little bit different. At the direction of the Lord, of course. And I'm going to ask everybody here to help me to do the message today. So, having said that, I have 3x5 cards. And if we could get some pencils or pens and everybody pull out what you have. It's going to be real simple. It's not going to be difficult. If you could help pass those out. And Drew, if you want to help pass out in the middle. And Steve, why don't you? Everybody get a card. Even the sound people. And once everybody's ready to put their answer down, and I'm not going to know who wrote what answer, I don't think anybody's going to give a wrong answer. But it's a question that the Lord asked me a few nights ago, and I'm not going to say what it is until we're ready to write. And then you're going to write your answer down, and then you're going to pass them in. And that's your part of helping me. And then I've asked somebody else to help me with another portion of the message to bring across. Jesus, a lot of times, he would use natural illustrations to bring about a spiritual message. And so that's what I'm going to attempt to do here with his help and with your help. So everybody gets to help today. Everybody gets to be part of bringing the message. How are we doing? Still handing them out? We had been talking for numerous weeks now about being fit for the master's use. Being fit for the master's use. And I think it was the week before last, the Lord wakes me up, as he tends to do that anywhere between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But I've learned to just get up and obey him. There's no distractions. I hear him very clearly. But everybody got a card? So I wake up, and this question is going over in my mind, and it's the Lord speaking to me. And everybody have a pen. Everybody have a pencil ready to write it down. And then you guys would help collect the cards. The question that kept going over and over in my mind, he asked me the question, and then I answer, and then he asked me the question again. So right away, I knew, well, that wasn't exactly what he wanted to hear. I thought it was a good answer. And he asked me the question again, and I give him another answer. And then he asked me the question again. And it just kept going over and over. I had to get up and go get my Bible. So let's go here. The question that God asked me was, why did I create you? And so that's the question that he asked me, so he's going to ask you through me. Why did God create you? Don't look at me. Write it on your card. Why did God create us? Why did he create me? And I came up with a bunch of answers. Like I said, you're not going to get a wrong answer. Why did God? That's the why question. How many have raised kids before? And kids ask why. Don't they ask that a lot? But why? And you give them the answer, but why? It's like the why question. And so I've never had this question posed to me by the Lord, and I've never really woken up and thought about it during the day. Why did God create me? Okay, has everybody written their answers down? No cheating, no looking. Why did God create you? You're still thinking? Okay. Can we pull up that tune? We probably can't. Dun, 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 dun. And then that goes for about a minute, and then, you know, they got to give their answer. So I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but anyway, Thank you. Yeah. Hey, you're out of tune sometimes too. Why did God create me? Why did God create you? Asked. Because he asked me. He says, why did I create you? He's asking me this question. He's like, I'm giving him answers, and he's still asking me the question. And so after you pass them in, everybody done? Just write the first thing that you comes to you. Like I said, there's no wrong answer. And I'm not going to know what anybody wrote anyway. God will know, but God knew what I kept giving him for answers. Why did God create me? Now, after I gave him a few answers and was so compelled to get up and go down and open my Bible, everybody handing them in? I don't want to continue until we've got them all. Why did God create me? So I'm going to share with you what I did. Because that's what he told me to do. I get up, I go downstairs, and I'm thinking, why did God create me? I know, I'll go to Genesis. Because that's where he created. How many would think that that would be a good place to go? So I went to Genesis. I'm not going to read all of Genesis chapter 1, but we see he created, and in some time past, I had highlighted probably a message that was showing that God spoke. Let there be, and there was. Let there be, and there was. God spoke things into existence. And so, as I said, let there be light, but then I noticed God saw the light, and he saw that it was good. He saw that it was good. And so everything that he spoke and created, it says he saw that it was good. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm on a roll here. There's something to do with goodness here. So so we go down to 26, where God creates man. And I'm thinking, this is where I'm getting my answer. Now, mind you, this is about 2:15 or 2:20 in the morning. And I've already read from verse 1 up to 26. And I haven't got the answer yet, but I'm thinking, okay, now here's where he creates man. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them. Verse 28, then God blessed them. Now the blessing was invoked on people. It included everything that we would need. It would impart health to us, impart happiness to us, impart being successful, impart being prosperous, impart his favor upon us. That's what the blessing, the blessing is all inclusive. Prosperity is part of the blessing. Health is part of the blessing. So everything you could need, spirit, soul, and body, is included. And so he says here, and God blessed them. And so he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And I've looked at this many, many times. And you know, be fruitful, it includes having babies, but it's not limited to that. For many years, I thought that was just we're supposed to keep recreating. But it means much more than that. It means in everything you do in your life, you're to be fruitful. And we spent about 4 or 5 weeks back in March, April time frame on John chapter 15 when Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And then he talked about abiding in me and you abiding in my love. And then he said, you'll produce fruit. The Father's glorified when we produce fruit. And so, remember, and I had bananas and pears and lemons, and I had all the fruit, and I had the kids come up and help me. How many remember that message? And so we talked about fruit bearing, and it's about bearing out of the fruit of the Spirit, as well as on your job, being fruitful, being productive. It includes everything. And so back to verse 28, be fruitful and multiply. And again, multiply. Let's look at the Amplified. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. So one of the things we're here to do is to serve God and to serve man. But here's the thing. I keep going over and over in my mind the question God's asking me, why did I create you? And everything I'm coming up with is things I'm supposed to be doing. But that wasn't the answer he was looking for. It wasn't about what I'm supposed to be doing. The question is, why did he create us? We know the things we're supposed to be doing. And I'm guessing, where did those cards end up? I'm guessing some of those answers are going to be the same answer that I gave. To worship him, to love him. You bet. That's what he wanted, a family, somebody to bless. You bet. To worship, to serve, to fellowship with him. You bet. Those are all the right answers as far as what he's created us to do for him. But his question was, why did I create you? Stay with me. Haley, would you come up now and bring up? And the last verse I'm going to read here before we talk with Haley is verse 31. Then God saw everything he had made, including man, and said, indeed, it was very good. It was very good. So I asked Haley to help me in bringing an illustration to help us understand why God created us. And I don't know what she has here. Ooh. I asked her mom, she was at dance, and I asked her mom, I said, I want her to come up with something on her own. I don't want to tell her what it is, let's see what you came up with. And I did ask if you like to cook, because I thought, now, would you be willing to share this goodie with everybody after service? You might want to thank her. It looks like it looks like a chocolate Reese's cake. Is that what it is? I can tell because I see Reese's Pieces all over it. Okay, so Haley, you made this, right? Okay, I didn't tell you what to make. No, and here, I'm going to set it up here. That's heavy. That's going to feed everybody. Yeah, maybe we could just kind of angle it up a little so that you could, some of you are drooling here. Yeah, Drew says don't let it fall off the front here. Okay, so when you got the word from your mom, what did she ask you? To make something. So you make something. So did she tell you what to make? She didn't tell you what to make, and I didn't tell you what to make. So you made this all on you thought up what you wanted to make, okay? So it was something you wanted to make. Don't miss the message. It was something you wanted to make. And is that one of your favorites? Yeah. It's one of your favorites? Yeah, let me get the microphone here. Because we're recording this and nobody's going to hear what's going on. We're going to start back at the beginning. Okay. So, Haley, you were asked to make something, but nobody told you what to make. And you got to make exactly what you wanted to. Wasn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that neat? Because probably sometimes mom will say, well, make brownies, and you're thinking, oh, I really like to make that Reese's chocolate cake.
Yep.
Yep. That did happen.
Yeah.
Is that by the Spirit of God or what? Not necessarily. But anyway, so you wanted to make this delectable dish.
Yes.
And so this was your desire.
Mm-hmm.
This was your desire. You could say that it was Haley's will that came into play, could you not? Because we all have a will, and when she was let loose in the kitchen, she willed to make this and not anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not pork chops or something, but you made this. So it was your will that talking to the thing. Yes, it was your will.
Yes.
And is this something that you would say is good? Okay, talk right into the microphone.
Yes,
yes, it's something good,
mm-hmm.
yummy, something really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you created it.
Yes.
So you're the creator of this.
Yes.
And you see after you created it that it's something good.
Yes.
Okay. Now we saw in Genesis that we saw in the creation of man that afterwards God said that it was very good. Okay? But the question at hand is, why did God create me? Okay? So, Haley, I'm going to ask you, why did you create this scrumptious chocolate Reese's cake?
I don't really know.
Yeah, you do. Why did you make that? Why did you make that and not pork chops? Okay, put it right up there. Because it sounded yummy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it was your desire to make something that was yummy, to make something that was good. And does this make you happy?
Yes.
Aha. So this makes her happy. She's the creator of this. And it made her happy to create this that you're going to get to taste. And I'm going to get to taste. Put some extra coffee on, people, because we're going to have some cake. Okay? So you see where we've been here. Haley, I almost said Chelsea. Haley is the creator of, what's this called anyway?
I don't really know.
It's your, you just kind of made it up. So Haley's the creator of this cake. And it was desirable for you to make this. And would you say that it's good? Would you say it's very good?
Yeah.
Okay. And does it make you happy? And does it please you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You may go sit down. So, yeah, give her a hand. So you can see what's happened here, just in a natural situation. Haley's the creator of this cake. Nobody told her what to make. She created it on her own will. She willed to make this cake. She said that it's a good cake. She said that it pleased her to make this cake. So it brings pleasure to Haley. So back to 2:30 in the morning, God's saying, why did I create you? I go to Genesis, I read Genesis here. Can we move this? Just, if you'd take that and just don't eat it until. Look at that. I got chocolate on me. Somebody get me a napkin. Wait a minute. I've got a handkerchief. We're good. So back to Genesis. I'm searching, and I'm searching for the answer. And let me just read some of these. They're all great. These are some of the ones I came up with. Well, why did God create me? Well, to worship, to love and adore him, to serve and worship him, to be a witness to others, to fellowship with him. Fellowship, he wanted a family. Bring peace, because he wanted a family to love and bless. These are all exactly what I was coming up with. And as I went to Genesis, I couldn't find the answer to the why. And it was the Lord that had me. He brought Haley to my mind, and he said, I want you to have her create something. And I want you to do what I just did. So then I go from Genesis and I said, Lord, I said, I'm not finding the answer in Genesis. And I just opened my Bible and it opened to Philippians. Turn with me to Philippians. Yep, I did that one. God created me because he's got a plan for my life. And I'm coming up with these same answers. I'll show you where to go in a second. Okay, so these are all the same answers I came up with. So I feel comforted here that we're all in this together and we're all on the same page, so to speak. But God wants us to take us higher. And he wants to show us something. He wants to show us something that's not about us. Because everything we've written and everything I came up with, it was about me. I'm to worship him. That's something I'm supposed to do. I'm to love others. That's something I'm supposed to do. I'm to pray to him and fellowship with him. That's something that I'm supposed to do. And I didn't read it, but I've heard people say, well, I was created to fellowship with him. Well, I didn't find that in Genesis. I didn't find just that answer. But when I opened to Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to start in verse 1 reading. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Again, these things are still things I'm supposed to be doing, right? So I kept reading. Let each of you look out not for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Again, that's something that I'm to do. So everything we wrote down is in the Word, and it's things we're supposed to do, but let's keep going. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. No, God didn't ever ask anybody else to do that. That was what he asked Jesus to do. Let's continue. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. See, we sing about the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. You have to believe in it, but the power is there. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's one of the ones why did God create me? To bring him glory. Something that came to my mind. But no, let's keep reading. We're almost there. Therefore, don't read ahead, please. We're in school. Stay with the teacher. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And verse 13 is where we're going. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And God said, that's why I created you. Because it was my will to, I wanted to, and it was for my pleasure. All these things that we do will bring pleasure to him. When I'm walking in the fruit of the Spirit and I'm kind to somebody, that brings pleasure to the Father. But he created us for his good pleasure. That's why he created us. Now, remember, it's God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We were created in the image of the three of them. Let's go back to that. In Genesis chapter 1. Let us, verse 26, let us make man in our image. We're made in the image of God because he wanted to make us that way, and he did it for his pleasure. And so, back to being fit for the master's use, I submit to you that every person, and we know this based on Jeremiah 29:11, that he's got plans for everyone. Intricate, detailed plans for your life and for my life. That's the way he created us. But it was for his pleasure. So every person has an assignment. And in that assignment, in that, let's say, job, if God's called you to be a doctor, then it's for his pleasure that God's called you to be a doctor. And every time you're serving in the capacity of being a doctor, you're bringing pleasure to the Father. Every time, if you're a cook, if you're a chef, then every time you do your job as unto the Lord, you're bringing pleasure to the Father. Can you see how God gets pleasure out of us in what we do? But it first started with his pleasure to create us. It was his will, just like it was Haley's will to make that scrumptious cake. It pleased her. It brings pleasure to her. Now, when you watch her after, when she's taken a bite of that, she's going to be pleasured by eating and partaking of that cake. But that's the answer to the why question. Why did God create us? It's for his goodwill and his good pleasure. And everything that we do on this planet stems out of that. When we witness to somebody and share Jesus Christ, it brings him pleasure. When we're kind, give somebody a drink of water, it brings him pleasure. When we speak the right things, when we do the right things, it brings God pleasure. And we saw all these things that you and I both wrote down that we do, and they're designed to bring God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pleasure. And so now we know the answer to that. Because I, like you, had written I wasn't writing them, I was speaking them, and yet God just kept going over and over, why did I create you? And then bingo, he shows me. He says, I created you because I wanted to, and it's for my pleasure. If we can take that, when we read the Word of God now, I was going to call back. Actually, I didn't. Your phone was off. How many have ever seen one of those little bracelets that says WWJD? What does that mean? What would Jesus do? Well, I created one that says WWPG. What would please God? Because as I go through life, and my desire is to bring pleasure to the Father, I'm going to do everything that's in that book. I'm going to do the right things because I want to. You see, the grace message is not a license to sin. Our sin's been paid for. I don't want to sin because I know of God's goodness and how much he loved me. So I don't want to. Do I still slip? Of course, we all still slip and miss it. But the more you realize that we're here to bring pleasure to the Father, we're going to want to do the right things. I believe that's going to dispel fear out of us in talking with people. Because you know that coworker at your place that's been dogging you and coming against you, you know God wants you to talk to them and witness to them. But you've just been uncomfortable in doing it the way you thought you had to do it. You know, buy them lunch. Take them out to breakfast. Buy them a gift. Find out more about them. If they like Starbucks, get them a Starbucks card. Do something that shows your kindness and your love, God's love, to them. That pleasures the person receiving it. It pleases you as the giver, and it pleases the Father. Because when we do things that we're supposed to be doing, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, those are God's attributes. When we look like God and act like God and talk like God, it pleases the Father. It reveals to the world the love of Christ. It reveals the goodness of God. And it will want them to have what you've got. And bottom line, God wants you to reflect him. See, that's one of the things I said. Well, Father, you created me so I could be, I was made in your image so I could reflect you. That's a correct answer, but that wasn't answering his question. All the things we wrote down are the correct answers as we're to live. But it's to please the Father, amen? It's to please the Father. I'm not going to go for any further today. We're going to stop right there. Think about that. What would please God? What would please God? When you go to work, when you go to the store, when you go to the gas pumps. You know, I remember this was a while ago, and actually the fellow's been to here. He comes Wednesday nights, I think, and he won't mind me saying this, but I came out of church. This was probably 7-8 years ago, and I see this hood of a car up. It's 90-something degrees out, and his wife's got this little tiny baby. It's just like, I couldn't drive by and not do something. Go over and find out. I'm not a mechanic. I don't pretend to know any. I have AAA. I just used it this week. Got locked out of my car. Called AAA. So I don't pretend to be a mechanic. So I didn't in this case. I just said, I don't know what's going on here. I said, but it seemed to like a battery to me. I've bought enough batteries over my life. And so we were just close to the auto parts store. And they came over and tested it and everything. And they said, yep, you need a battery. Well, he didn't have no money. I said, well, we're getting the battery. He says, you're going to pay for it? Brought pleasure to him. Got them out of a bind. I mean, it was hotter than anything. Little baby, and they couldn't get the truck started. And that, you know, I'm not telling on me. It's just, we need to live this way. We need to live this way. Be kind at work. Be kind to your neighbors. I don't care if they have encroached on your property. You know, this happened to me. I don't know if you remember it, Katie, but actually you don't, because when I first built my house, we're just cutting the trees. I come home, there's people cutting all my oak trees down. I stopped him. I said, what are you doing? Oh, well, the guy that I hired said, take whatever you want. That's your payment. So they're just going through my whole lot, taking all my trees. I said, you need to leave. And that was the day my son was born. And that was the day I fired my first builder that I hired. That's how I remember it. October 24th, 1982. I fired somebody. But then years later, I come home, this chainsaw guy's in my yard again, cutting trees down. I go over, I said, what are you doing? Oh, well, we're working over here. I said, but you're 20 feet on my property. I could have sued him. The building inspector, I went down to the town. He said, you know, one good-sized tree is worth a lot of money, fetch you a lot of money. I wasn't looking to sue him, but I wasn't happy. Took a bunch of trees down. But I went and talked to him. You know, he said, oh, I thought that was my property. It's like, you're almost in my driveway. But anyway, whatever the situation that comes up this week, think of this. I mean, we got to make one of these. Can Savannah or Haley make one of those? What would please God? If we just, before we speak, what would please God? Are you wronged? Are you in the right? Yes. But does that matter? It doesn't matter. We need to act like God. I mean, we're on this earth a limited time. I believe time is, I think Jesus is coming to get us soon. I'm not taking those trees with me. I could have had 30 years of anger towards my neighbor if I'd have let that get a hold of me. That's exactly what Satan wanted me to do. I said, I won't do it. Won't do it. I'm so glad. He's still living there. I'm still living there. And we're friends. We're, you know, we watch each other's place, whatnot, when one of the others away and everything. And, you know, but I had a legitimate right to sue him, take him to court. Didn't want to do that. Amen. What would please God? Why don't you stand with me? Then we're going to have some cake. Somebody taking good care of that? Where is it? Are they cutting it up? Well, praise God. Father, we love you so much and we thank you. Father, I just thank you for the simplicity of your message. I just thank you that you could use me. And Father, that probably hour of sleep that I missed, I'd trade it in again to hear from you, to hear you talk to me. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for your great love. And as we close, every eye closed, every head bowed, if there's anybody here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord, you've never said yes to Jesus because God brought Jesus into the earth to die for you because you couldn't pay the price for the sin. I couldn't pay the price, but Jesus could because he was sinless. Is there anybody that today would like to say yes to Jesus? I want to know him better. I want God in my life. I want my creator. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to please him. Is there anybody? Just slip up your hand. One right there. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? I don't care what, how long it's been and what bad things you've done in life. That's not the issue. The issue is, are you going to say yes to Jesus? Because Jesus died for those sins. Talked to somebody last night, I think I shared it. They just thought they were so guilty all their life. They didn't even know what of, but they didn't feel worthy to receive any goodness from God. That's a lie of the devil. God loves you. He sent Jesus for you. How valuable are you? The blood of Jesus valuable. That's what it costs to bring us into God's kingdom. Is there anybody else? Maybe you're here today and you know you years ago made a decision for Christ and you've walked away. You've turned your back, so to speak, and kind of just went on your own way. Didn't mean to do it maliciously or anything, but you found yourself not talking to God anymore. You found yourself out of church. You found yourself with crowds of people that are ungodly people. If that's you and you want to say, Lord, I want to come back today. Will you slip up your hand? I want to pray with you. Is there anybody? Is there anybody? God loves you. He's not mad at you. And maybe people have judged you, or maybe people have hurt you and said things hurtful, but they're not God. God says, I love you. Picture Jesus with his outstretched arms on that cross and all they did to him. And Jesus did what? He talked to the Father. He prayed to the Father and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they've done. They don't know what they're doing. They're hurling insults, spitting on him. They've already ripped him apart. They're crucifying him to death. And he says, Father, forgive them. That's how much God loves you. You. You're the apple of his eye. And it's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure that you come into his kingdom. Is there anybody else? Well, we're just going to close and I'm going to pray with that individual that raised their hand and you'll be dismissed and you can go start. Save me a piece of that cake, please. Father, we thank you so much for the work that you're doing here today. I thank you for all these people. They're so wonderful. Father, they reflect you. They do good works. They endeavor to share Christ wherever they go. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We bless you this morning, Father. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor. And Father, I thank you that we get all the benefits. But you do reserve that benefit of being pleasured because of us. And so I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you are dismissed. Again, somebody save me a piece of that cake. We love you. God loves you.